Thank you, Paul. We'll remind you to keep listening at the end of our weekly edition. So now we can get on with some news items. The area of the Norwich market seems to be making the news this week with the motorbike area and the state of the war memorial. But the castle gets a mention too, with the dungeons now being open to the public. And the future of the Debenhams building is still in the wind. But first, news of a welcome revamp to the well-known bandstand in Chapelfield Gardens. A prominent structure in desperate need of repair is finally getting a long-awaited revamp. The neglected bandstand in Chapelfield Gardens is being transformed with more than £300,000 of funding from the government body Historic England. Norwich City Council announced plans to restore the Victorian structure nearly 5 months ago, and now a specialist construction company, King & Company, have started work at the site. Contractors were spotted barricading the area off for construction to start. The renovation, expected to be completed by mid-May, will include replacing the 126-year-old rotten timber structure and upgrading the steps. Chapelfield Bandstand has been a cornerstone of the green space since 1899. The gardens themselves date back to 1655, and today we still use the original walks laid out in 1746, designed by George Alden Stevens.
A motorcycle park in the city centre could be moved as part of a multi-million pound revamp of Norwich Market. The City Council is exploring making changes to the facility off St Peter's Street as part of a major shake-up of the area. During a recent consultation about the wider plans, people were asked if they would like to see it removed. The results found there are tensions over its current use as a bike park, with people complaining about noise and antisocial behaviour. Officers said some people see it as disruptive, while others want it to stay, calling it a well-used social hub that shouldn't be lost without an alternative nearby. Of the nearly 700 people who responded to the survey, about a third want to see it removed or repurposed. Extra seating could be created there in its place. But 56 people opposed any plans to close the park, while 250 people remained neutral on the matter. Following consultation, Norwich City Council is developing the market regeneration scheme, which also includes creating a covered seating area in the market.
The cenotaph, which faces City Hall, was originally a First World War tribute, but now commemorates the thousands of men who sacrificed their lives in both world wars. But the Grade II listed statue now looks grotty, with streaks of moss and dirt, leading to calls for the council to have it tidied up. One woman who didn't want to be named said, "It's a bit green, it definitely needs a scrub." Some people believe the city's pesky pigeons have also been part of the problem. The council says it has to balance keeping the cenotaph clean while taking care not to damage its stonework, and that a spruce is scheduled for early spring. A spokesman said the Lutyens Memorial is an important part of our civic heritage and a unique city asset. It has a well-established cleaning regime which balances the frequency of cleaning while not harming the delicate Portland stonework of this Grade II listed structure. The council takes great pride in the historic war memorials it owns and protects, and part of this in making sure that they're properly maintained and can be enjoyed by future generations.
The much-loved dungeons at Norwich Castle will finally reopen to the public, with tales about prisoners, murderers and fire starters who met their grisly fates after a stay within the foreboding walls. The dungeons, complete with the death masks of criminals who were hanged on the gallows outside the castle, have been shut since the start of the £27 million revamp of the Norman Keep. While the keep reopened last summer, the dungeons remain closed, with the discovery of toxic mould delaying the reopening. Officers at Norfolk County Council, which runs the Norfolk Museum Service, spent £20,000 to clear the dungeons of the mould, and they will reopen for guided tours on Monday. Robert Hanley, assistant head of museums at the service, said, "We're pleased to announce that the dungeons will reopen. We prepared a brand new tour which will provide fascinating insights into crime and punishment from the late medieval period to the 1700s.
The transformation of one of the city's landmark buildings into hundreds of student flats is set to get the go-ahead from Norwich City Council. But bosses at the UEA said the scheme for the former Debenhams site in Red Lion Street is not needed. Heritage groups also oppose the project and have similarly argued that there's too much student accommodation being built. Planners at City Hall disagree, saying a recent study estimates student numbers will grow by 2038, requiring 7,293 new beds. And officials believe the 1950s building would likely fall into dereliction if it weren't turned into housing. If plans for the site get the go-ahead, it will create 377 student flats with shops on the ground floor. The building has stood empty since Debenhams closed in 2021. A decision will be made later this week.